Hello, and welcome to a fun-filled few minutes of information and cybersecurity awareness. My name is Joe Hyden, and I'm the Senior Security Analyst at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and I work remotely for the Compliance Department. And I'm here to tell you, don't be a victim. Feel free to share this information with your coworkers, friends, and families. I'm here to share tactics used by cybercriminals to trick unsuspecting victims. That's you and me. You know, cybercrime happens more than you think. Did you know that cybercrimes you hear about on the news are just the tip of the iceberg? In fact, one happens every 36 seconds, and here are just a few techniques cybercriminals use. Information gathering. Social media is a goldmine of information hackers can use to trick you, your coworkers, and your family members. Each piece of additional information gathered increases their odds for a successful attack. Some examples of things you should never share are travel plans, our organization's internal processes, or less obvious pieces of information like reports, financial information, or even the software our organization uses. So let's talk about a less glamorous technique of information gathering called dumpster diving. Yes, dumpster diving. Probably haven't heard that term used in a long time. And cybercriminals often use this as their initial means of gathering information. Sometimes this is a means by which criminals steal information you throw away in your trash. Information from bank statements, insurance documents, credit card applications, etc. So what's the takeaway from this? Be careful what you share. Ask yourself if the information you're about to post on social media will be used in conning you or your coworkers. Make sure you're familiar with your organization's expectations regarding what and how much you can share on social media by following our organization's social media policy. Be aware of what you're throwing away in your trash. That information could be quite useful to a cybercriminal. Fake profiles, as with social media. Hackers use the information readily available through social media and online search engines to create an online persona that gets your attention. Their goal is to gain your trust and to get you to take action like opening an attachment, clicking on a link, sending money, or giving them information to make their next attack more successful. What's the takeaway from this? Never assume the security settings on social media sites keep you safe from fake profile attack. Be wary anytime you are asked to take action on any site. And then there's the subject of disinformation. This is where attackers create and distribute false information to manipulate your thoughts and actions and cause damage to you or our organization. This strategy has become more common because of how fast information travels across social networks. The takeaway, anything that tugs at your emotions is a warning sign. Always fight the spread of disinformation by verifying information truthfulness. Stop and fact check before you act upon or sharing information. Physical access. Hackers might try to steal information using physical access. That's right, those around you. They might tailgate you or one of your coworkers, which is when they will act like they work there, say at the hospital, and follow you into your office. They might also use a uniform or stolen key card to get access to unlocked workstations or valuable information left out on the desk. Stay aware of your surroundings. Don't let anyone you don't know in. Always lock your devices when they're not in use. Even if you're stepping away for a moment, also adopt a clean desk policy, which means keeping important items locked away when not in use. You all know that we in the IT security team have been educating the organization of the dangers of phishing. This is the method most often used by hackers. They use emails disguised as contacts or organizations you trust, so that you react without thinking first. Their goal is to trick you to give out sensitive information, your username, your password, or taking a potentially dangerous action like clicking on a link or downloading or opening an infected attachment. The takeaway from this, phishing attacks are the most common type of attack because of how effective they are. Hackers are really creative when they target you, and it can be very difficult to tell if a message is real or fake. Stop. Look and think before you click that link, open an attachment, or share sensitive information. Next, I'd like to talk to you about the important subject of pretexting. This is where cybercriminals start a relationship to gain your trust through emailing or through phone calls. Hackers sometimes use a made-up scenario to gain your trust so they can get the information they want. For example, they'll call and pretend to be on your IT team, mentioning the names of individuals they found while researching your organization. Then they will say some updates just rolled out and they need to validate a few things on your workstation. A great example of this is the newest tactic of pretending to be a recruiter, one that has a job for you. And if you're interested, you need to contact them or send them your resume for their review. They can gain valuable information about you through that resume. Another is just the opposite. It could be someone pretending to be a job candidate, sending you a resume for review, and it ends up being a malicious attachment, along with a link to their fake profile on LinkedIn. Since this attack is convincing and prevalent, be vigilant. Never give your information over the phone, in person, or online, unless you've confirmed the identity of the person asking. You can do this by calling the person back using a verified phone number on the organization's phone directory or main website. And lastly, let me talk to you about some wireless connections. Very dangerous. More and more organizations are allowing their employees to work in places away from the actual office. Coffee shops, libraries, and even public parks often offer Wi-Fi connections that can be conveniently used to connect to the office as well as on the internet. Be cautious, as these Wi-Fi connections can be unsecure. The hackers want to see what you are doing online. The takeaway from this is to never connect to a public Wi-Fi unless you are using an organization-approved VPN or virtual private network. This technology creates a safe internet connection that shields your online activity from criminals. More information about these types of techniques and other valuable cybersecurity news can be found on our intranet website, Cybersecurity, San Juan Regional Medical Center, sjrmc.net. Stay in touch with the latest cybersecurity alerts as well as hints and tips to keep you, your family, and SJRMC safe and secure when dealing with cybersecurity. Also available on our website are seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the award-winning Know Before original series, Inside Man, delivering security awareness principles that teach you and others key cybersecurity practices. Remember to share this information you've learned with your coworkers, friends, and family. And thank you for listening.